Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of MMA. Straight up, you know it, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Eras, having defended that title now for better than three decades. And straight up today, we're talking UFC, of course, UFC Fight Night last night, Carlos Condit going down to Brazil and taking out the hometown guy, Thiago Alves, in the second round. Some of the most vicious elbows you've ever seen coming in your life, folks. When you get hit with an elbow, and I've been hit with a few, and I've hit a few guys with a few. An elbow is unlike any fist or anything like that. It's just the most, boom, more force in the elbow than just about an elbow in a forearm, especially when you hook off it. Guys can learn to hook off it. They throw a jab, and instead of throwing the hook afterwards, they hook with the elbow. That's what a lot of old dirty fighters used to do. But Carlos Condit doing that and getting a second-round stoppage last night in the UFC Fight Night from Brazil. So lots of UFC stuff to talk about. Of course, last week, Daniel Cormier reemerging as the UFC light heavyweight title holder with an asterisk, saying John Jones beat him very handily in January the 3rd to be exact. So Cormier and Rumble Johnson. Rumble rumbled early, and he had an early shot. I mean, his thing was to strike. And if you could strike early, he had a chance with Cormier. But if you wrestle this Olympic wrestler, he's going to get you. That's his thing, Cormier. Cormier ended up grinding him down, pounding him down, and stopping him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Skype line is happening as well. The address, Sports Byline, and the number 2. This is Ring Talk live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, iTunes, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, and the American Forces Network.
But that's what makes the world.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Plus years ago,
man, I was like 9 years old. Okay, and this was the theme for my show, Armed and Extremely Dangerous. We started out, of course, doing radio in Florida and then Vegas, and then, of course, we came to San Francisco where I live, KEST. We're on such a small station, folks, that people used to sit on their roof with transistor radios with antennas in places like Fairfield in order to get the show. It was hysterical. They used to call me on the phone and say, yeah, I'm on my roof right now. Listen to your show. Because, you know, the station only had about 9 watts. Well, now, of course, the radio stations per se have been replaced by the fabulous internet. I mean, come on. All over the place. You can download this. You can listen to that podcast. You can watch this live. You can do that live. Television, radio, man, sort of becoming, you know, taking a back seat to the internet. I really never thought that it was going to happen like that. But, you know, when some old man told me in 1967 at the Pacific exhibit, we had a big exhibit here in the city, he said that by the year 2000, everybody will have a computer in their home. Well, the computer he showed me and showed the rest of the class was the size of two cars. Okay, so I figured, how's someone going to fit this in their house, okay, by the year 2000? And then he said, by the year 2000, there'll be more portable telephones in the world then there will be regular telephones. Well, back then, the only one that had a phone in their car was like Batman and Broderick Crawford with the Highway Patrol. Outside of that, nobody had a phone in their car. So I thought this guy was out of his mind. Turned out he was right on the money. Speaking of right on the money, it said Carlos Condit, the winner last night, a TKO stoppage over Thiago Alves when Alves' nose was just leaking too much. In fact, you can go to UFC.com. They got a little video clip of the natural-born killer Carlos Condit landing that right elbow, man. It's just a vicious, vicious move. A straight-up Carlos Condit winner. Back looking to, you know, he wants to establish himself really as a legitimate top five contender in the welterweight division. You know, and Robbie Lawler's a current champion. Condit, I don't know. He was impressive last night. Doctor stopped that fight at the end of the second round. But, you know, at the end of the day, is it enough to beat the guys like Robbie Lawler in the upper echelon, the really cream at 170 pounds? I just don't know. Featherweight bout 145, Charles Oliveira beat Nick Lentz. Alex Oliveira was the winner over KJ Nunes. So both those fights were submissions. Francisco Barroso was the winner. Francisco Trinaldo was the winner. Darren Till was the winner. Rory Johnson was the winner. Justyer Formiga was the winner. And Nicholas Dalby was the winner, as was Mered Bektek. No chicks fighting in Brazil. Of course, that was UFC Fight Night, and that was on Fox Sports 1. Now, if you really want to get the scoop on and watch all the UFC action, Dave Meltzer says you've got to subscribe to the UFC Fight Pass. I don't. I tend to watch my UFC Fight Pass cards on internet websites from Europe and Russia and things like that. So I really don't want to kick in the extra $10 a month. But I do want to watch all the fights that I can as far as the world of MMA is concerned because, you know, every day you learn something. You really do. I mean, they say that, you know, when you go through life, every day you learn something. Well, in the world of MMA, there's always something new. This is an evolving sport. This is a sport that's almost still in its infancy because it's only been around organized for, what, 20 years, 21 years? So it's not like it's been around since baseball since the 1800s or boxing since the 1800s or wrestling since the beginning of time. Okay, this sport is new, but it's catching on. Ultimate Fighter, of course. Ultimate Fighter Brazil is going to go down June the 27th. That'll be on Fox Sports 1 from Hollywood, Florida, the Seminole Hard Rock and Hotel and Casino. Of course, that's where we're going to hold the World Boxing Organization Congress in October. We're going to hold them in the Philippines. And I'm with the president of the World Boxing Council, World Boxing Organization, Francisco Valcarcel. We're in Las Vegas. And he goes, Pedro, we're going to the Philippines to do the convention in 2015. I said, I can't go. And he goes like this. He goes, well, why? I said, because, you know, those guys over there want to kill me because, you know, I call Manny Pacquiao what he is, a fraud. He is. I mean, the guy came into a fight. Imagine this. Cain Velasquez goes into this fight with Fabrice Verdun with one arm or with one leg. Or American Pharoah runs in the final leg of the Triple Crown with three legs, the horse. It doesn't happen. But Manny Pacquiao fought with one arm. Why? Because he took the money and he ran. Praying 5 hours a day, born again, Christian, all that kind of good stuff. And then getting Mark Wahlberg. You know, Marky Mark, he got played. He did. Mark Wahlberg got played. You see this picture of Mark Wahlberg and Manny Pacquiao about 10 days before the fight in the wild card gym down there in Los Angeles run by Pacquiao's trainer, Freddie Roach. And, I mean, Wahlberg was there. So Wahlberg was there to talk with Manny. And Manny says, hey, everything's good. So Wahlberg goes out there and bets $250,000 with P. Diddy on a fighter who has only one arm. He's got a torn rotator cuff. So what I'm trying to say is Manny Pacquiao took the money and run. And when I saw him getting on that plane going back to the Philippines, it wasn't like a goodbye. It was like a getaway. Back to MMA. As I said, UFC Fight Night took place last night in Goiânia, Brazil. 3,500 people in attendance. That UFC fight card last week, as far as UFC 187 at the MGM Grand, drew 12,615 people. At the UFC Fight Night in the Philippines, of course, that was a couple of weeks ago, in which Frank Yeager prevailed over Uriah Faber with a 5-round decision. Uriah Faber, not a smart guy to take that fight. I just thought it was a dumb fight on paper. I have no idea why he did that. But he took it, went up from 135 to 145, and the former World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion came up way short against the bigger champion, or bigger former lightweight champion of the UFC. I'm talking about Frank Yeager. Yeager won that fight pretty handily. It was the Mall of Asia Arena in Pasay, the Philippines. 13,000 people in attendance. Now, when the UFC goes to Mexico for UFC 188 on June the 13th, you got to figure this arena is already sold out, 16,000 people. This will be the big crossover fight. And when I say crossover, what I mean by that is, you know, Mexican people are like, you know, they have their boxing gods. Julio Cesar Chavez, not his freckle-faced son as much. But Canelo Alvarez is a hero of him right now. He's the hottest fighter in Mexico doing reality TV shows and commercials and endorsements and all that kind of good stuff. They call him Canelo. His name is Saul Alvarez, a loser of just one fight to Floyd Mayweather decision a couple of years ago. Of course, Floyd was smart to fight that guy when he was young because if he got any better and older, he might have beat Floyd. But, Saul Alvarez looking to do his thing at 154, that's boxing. When you look at the lightweight division of MMA, you know, Anthony Pettis, we thought he was going to be champion for a long time. I mean, he had all those skills, and then he runs into Rafael Dos Anjos and loses going away. I mean, just loses going. I was like, wow, that's the biggest upset in the UFC thus far this year. No doubt about it. UFC 185, of course, that was March 14th, the American Airlines Arena in Dallas, Texas. What an upset. I mean, we're talking about Pettis being the best fighter pound for pound in the world, and he gets beaten up, gets lit up like the White House Christmas tree. I mean, it wasn't supposed to happen. Dos Anjos, a good fighter, no doubt about it, but wasn't supposed to beat Anthony Pettis. In fact, if they had a rematch, I'd probably be inclined to go with Pettis if they rumbled again. Luke Rockhold, making noise at 185. Of course, Vitor Belfort getting snuffed out by Chris Weidman last week in UFC. Of course, the World Middleweight Championship on the line, UFC 185, when Weidman destroyed the former phenom, the 36-year-old former steroid freak. He got caught. I mean, you know, I'm just not into these guys get caught doing drugs. I mean, I'm not talking about smoking weed or doing a little cocaine or something like that. Now, coke's probably not good for you, okay? I'm not saying it is. I'm not condoning that. What I'm trying to say is what you do in your own time is your own business, whether you're an athlete or not, okay? That's the way I feel. But if you're going to take performance-enhancing drugs, I got a problem with that. And Vitor Belfort was caught taking performance-enhancing drugs, and then he came up and said, well, now I don't produce enough testosterone for my age of 36. So my T level's low, so can you give me TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, which is essentially legal steroids? And the Nevada State Athletic Commission, they sanctioned this. A couple other athletic commissions across the country sanctioned this. Before you knew it, guys, everybody you knew was taking this testosterone replacement therapy. Because, you know, when you take TRT, when you take testosterone, you recover 50% faster sometimes as far as your injuries, as far as training is concerned, as far as soreness is concerned. You can build more muscle on that. I mean, there's all kinds of things that performance-enhancing drugs do, steroids. They don't just build muscle. They just don't build muscle. And then there's also blood doping where, you know, they use EPO and they shoot this EPO into you. And what it does is it increases your red blood cell level in your oxygen. So in your the oxygen level in your bloodstream. So, like, you're moving around like, you know, you've got 13 cylinders instead of 8 cylinders. And then between rounds, you're recovering in half the time it takes a normal guy to recover. So when you look at the guy that's on drugs, he's not recovering. He's over there gasping for air like an asthmatic, okay? And then you look over at, we'll take Manny Pacquiao, okay, back in the day, him and his Flintstone vitamins, okay? I'm telling you, that's just the way it is. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Performance-enhancing drugs. Nevada is going to go into, we'll go into that in detail, but Nevada is going to ban guys for 2 years, suspend them, and if you get caught a second time, I think you're banned for life. Steroids, the UFC, Nevada's no joke. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live all across America and the world via Sports Byline.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold. Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Got my mind made up. Come on, you can get it.
Get it, get it, get it, get it.
Five and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. First Saturdays and Sundays, we come to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and about 1,000 other different internet platforms and networks. But straight up, 11 a.m. Saturday for an hour, we combine both boxing and MMA. Then we come back on Sunday for a two-hour show, an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA. And then we come back, on Monday on the Sirius XM satellite radio networks at 5 p.m. Pacific time for an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA. Now, on the line from Southern California, the co-host of the weekend edition of Sports Overnight America, the great Zach Attack Young. Zach, Carlos Condit in those elbows last night, that was pretty nasty.
Yeah, it was. He definitely messed Thiago Alves' nose up. I think he's going to have some trouble breathing after that fight.
No, I don't think, listen, those blows that he took, I mean, that nose was obviously broken and probably in a couple different spots. You see the artery and that purple blood coming out in the manner in which it was, in the manner in which it did. And of course, the doctor stopped the fight. And they wouldn't have stopped the fight in Brazil with a Brazilian fighter on the short end of it if they didn't have to, right?
No, I don't think so. And I think that's kind of alarming.
Stopping it because down there anything goes, right?
Basically, do they even have an athletic commission down there? I'm not sure.
No, what they do is the USC brings their own guys, and they drug test their own guys down there, supposedly. That's the way it's going. Now, we'll get into this UFC drug testing thing in the next segment. Let's talk about last night's Carlos. Does Carlos Condit put himself in the position at 170 pounds to make a statement? Did he make a statement last night?
I think he did. He was in against an opponent that he was supposed to beat. But he beat him. I mean, he very well could have not beat him, or he could have taken the full distance and just won a decision. So the fact that he was able to overcome the first round, which I thought he might have lost, and then win the second and end the fight early, I think that he did make a bit of a statement.
Well, he said he felt the fight drain out of Alves after those devastating elbows. Yeah, I think that's pretty safe assumption to say. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. You can call us via Skype as well. The Skype address is Sports Byline and the number 2, Sports Byline and the number 2. UFC 188 right around the corner. Of course, Mexico City, I talked about that a little bit earlier. Cain Velasquez in front of a sold-out house against Fabrice Verdum. This should be the crossover fight June the 13th in the arena Ciudad de Mexico, Mexico City Arena in Mexico, obviously Mexico City. But Velasquez is Mexican-American, speaks Spanish, has tattoos of brown pride and things like that. Do you consider that brown pride thing tattoo he has on his chest there? Some people consider that racist because they said if some guy put white pride on there, people would have an issue with that. What's up with that, Zach? Talk to me about that.
I don't think there's anything racist about being proud of who you are. And, I mean, in the way that this country is, white people have been in power for so long that if a white guy did it, it would feel a little different than if, somebody who comes from a smaller group does it. You know what I mean? I think that at the end of the day, I don't find it offensive personally.
Okay. Back to Cormier and Johnson when UFC 187. Danny Cormier is a champ, but he's sort of the champ with an asterisk because John Jones just beat him in his prior fight.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, John Jones beat him pretty easily. I thought Cormier might have won a round or two, but it was pretty clear John Jones won, and John Jones is the real light heavyweight champion.
A team member from the American Kickboxing Academy, I don't want to give him up or give her up, she told me that Cormier was just absolutely blown away by the strength and the size and the ability of John Jones. He said he just couldn't ever imagine it. And here's a guy that he wrestles the world heavyweight champion. He's his wrestling coach. Cain Velasquez is his wrestling coach. I mean, he's the real Olympic wrestler. I mean, and he can't out wrestle John Jones.
Well, John Jones, I think, is just pro. He might be the best athlete that the UFC's ever seen. So I think that at the end of the day, that plays a big role. It's a whole different ball game. John Jones has been a fighter for longer than Daniel Cormier. Cormier has been a wrestler for longer than he's been a fighter.
Don't you think the best thing to do with John Jones is just get him like a Pedro Fernandez babysitter and just basically babysit the guy? I mean, you have to do that with some of these athletes. It has to be done. People laugh when I say that, but you know, you give him a babysitter and that's 24/7. You're on the guy.
Yeah, I mean, he became champion in his early 20s. And I don't think he was fully grown up. I still don't think he's fully grown up. And all that fame, he's probably the biggest fighter in the UFC right now. He kind of has the whole organization on his back. So, I mean, that's a lot of pressure for somebody in their 20s.
Okay. Now, he may have the organization, he may be carrying it on his shoulders, although he's suspended and stripped as of the moment. But the real star in the world of the UFC right now is the chick, Ronda Rousey. I mean, how surprising is that? Here we are in 2015. MMA has been, you know, happening for 22 years. Now the biggest star in the sport is a woman.
Yeah, I mean, I think it speaks a lot to the growth of MMA. And Ronda Rousey, to her credit, I think seems a lot more composed than Jon Jones. To me, something always seemed a little off about that guy. Like, it seemed like he was trying to play somebody he's not. With Ronda Rousey, you're getting the real Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, you know, and she's going to go down to Brazil August 1st, when he takes on Beth Correa. Beth Correa is in a world of trouble. I think, you know, people say, you know, that Ronda's so good with the arm bar. I really, really feel deep down inside that Ronda's going to try to punish this girl in front of those Brazilians.
I think so. I mean, I think you've seen Ronda Rousey putting more of an emphasis on striking recently, and I think that she will try to do that against Beth Correa.
Now, she's got that Vanos, whatever his name is, he's training her, right? She's doing boxing training.
Yeah, she trained in Glendale with Vanos Matarosyan and a lot of other Armenian fighters, and I think that she's gotten a lot better at boxing and her stand-up game as a whole.
Hey, and you know what she told Leila Ali? Yeah, I don't care how big you are. Leila hasn't been saying anything after that. Leila, shut up.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, Leila's been retired for a while, and Ronda Rousey's in her prime, so she might have a chance, but the sheer size of Leila might be a bit hard to overcome.
Well, I don't think so. Did you see her throw Triple H?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, so you tried to tell me she have a problem throwing. She threw Victor Arcinian, threw him six straight times. Of course, Vic's a judo guy, so you think she's going to have some? You really think she would have problems with Leila Ali? I don't think so. Listen, Leila Ali, she got pregnant in order to not have to fight Ann Wolf, or I call Man Wolf sometimes. Ann Wolf. I mean, Ann Wolf was a monster, and Ann Wolf would have tore her head off and poured coffee down her neck.
Yeah, you know what? I think Ann Wolf, that's the real fight that we should be talking about, is Ann Wolf versus Ronda Rousey, because I think if Ronda Rousey broke Ann Wolf's arm, she'd keep fighting, and she wouldn't give up until she won.
Of course, Ann Wolf, a trainer, she trained James Kirkland, didn't train her for that last fight. Kirkland, you know, when Kirkland, we'll go back to boxing for a second, when Kirkland flopped against Canelo Alvarez in front of that huge, huge crowd over there, I think in Houston, Texas, a couple of weeks ago, you know, what did you think of that? What was your overall impression? Is Kirkland just a face fighter that happened to get lucky a couple of times and win fights?
Well, I think it's been shown that he's better with Ann Wolf. He didn't have Ann Wolf for that fight. The only two times he hasn't had Ann Wolf, he's lost by early TKOs. So I kind of think that she just brings something out of him that he didn't have that night. I mean, his punches didn't look like they had a lot of power on them. You know, he was throwing a lot, but it looked like just arm punches. And I think at the end of the day, she prepares him better than these new guys. One of these new guys is younger than Kirkland, I believe, and is his main trainer and has no professional experience. So I think he was ill-prepared for a fight with Canelo Alvarez.
And of course, Ann Wolf, a great trainer, a great motivator, a great conditioner. And you know what? I think she's one of those trainers where if you told her, guess what, I don't feel like doing something, that might not be the person to say that to. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA Hour, 1-800-878-7529. Carlos Condit, Diego Alves, that's in the rearview mirror. Of course, Bosch and Henderson are going to go UFC Fight Night from New Orleans. That's June the 6th.
Tim Botch, and Dan Henderson. I thought Dan Henderson retired. Isn't he like 95?
Yeah, that's a fight between two guys that are not really contenders, but I think it'll be like an interesting matchup.
Botch has always been the gatekeeper, though, at 185, right?
Yeah, he's always been the gatekeeper. Dan Henderson is a former champion, but I don't think he has anything left. I mean, his last few performances, he's looked pretty terrible.
Okay, let's stick with the chicks. UFC Fight Night, June the 20th, O2 World Arena, Berlin, Germany. In the main event, women's strawweight, Joanna Jay. That's all I'm going to say, Jay, because I can't say her last name. Can you?
I'm not going to try.
Okay, exactly. She's taking on Jessica Penny. Jessica Penny could fight a little bit, but Joanna Jay is supposed to be the real deal or what?
Yeah, I think she's one of the most exciting fighters to watch. I mean, her strikes are just fun to watch. You know, she's Polish, I believe, and she really puts her combinations together well with her hands. So I think she's going to stay the champion for a little while.
Well, she don't look nearly as good as Paige VanZant, though.
No, she doesn't. I'm sure the UFC would like for Paige VanZant to win.
Paige VanZant, if you don't know, folks, is a woman in the strawweight division in the UFC, and she's an amazing-looking physical specimen. Can we put it – is that a nice way to put it there, Zach?
Yeah, that's as respectful as I think we can put it.
That's the PG weight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Little new addition here, I believe. And guess what? Bobby Brown, they were all promoted by the guy that now controls boxing, Al Haymon. Al Haymon being reviewed by Emilio Castillo yesterday on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Interesting. You're tuned to Ring Talk on Sports Byline.
Not all waters are created equal, and that's why everyone from athletes and celebrities to weekend warriors are choosing Alchemy. It's the ultimate health and wellness water. Alchemy hydrates you faster, helps balance your body's pH levels, stimulates your metabolic function, and is clinically proven to boost the immune system. Plus, Alchemy's patented water is rich in bioavailable oxygen to improve vitality and performance. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No!
So, want to join our rewards program?
No!
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby!
how about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Jerry Burke is in the other room controlling things today. Scott Cuddy on vacation. Actually, we sent him off to a brothel for a week. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing, MMA. We're talking MMA, of course. This is the UFC Hour, and let's basically talk about UFC. Of course, Bellator, we'll get to that in the last segment of the show. But Bellator trying to come back with a Ken Shamrock and Kimbo Slice fight. Is there some interest in that, Zach? Kimbo Slice and Ken Shamrock? Ken Shamrock's another guy that's got to be 90.
Well, I hear Jeff Furman is interested in sponsoring that. Other than that, I don't know if there's a whole lot of interest in that fight.
Okay. Let's go back to the steroid thing now. I'm looking at the Nevada State Athletic Commission have come out with a new rule now where they say they're going to ban people for 2 years, and if you get caught a couple times, it's going to be four years and or a ban. You know, I don't know, man. 2 years for the first offense plus half the purse, and then the second offense will be 4 years, and the third offense is lifetime and 100% of your purse. They're getting pretty tough here, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty tough. That's a lot of time to take out of someone's career. I mean, fighters really don't have long careers to begin with, so I kind of like the direction they're going in.
Okay, some of the other drugs on the Nevada State Athletic Commission list, there's sedatives, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, somas, valiums, opiates, and cannabis. Now, weed. Weed stays in your system for like a month, month and a half. Some guys, if you smoke a lot of it, stays in there for a couple of months. But you get popped for weed, the first offense is a 9-month suspension, 20 to 30% of your purse. Second offense is a year and half of your purse. Third offense is 2 years. And the fourth offense, you're banned for life. Why are they even banning people from marijuana? And why would somebody smoke some herb or something like that? Why was something they had smoked a month and a half before pertain to a fight?
I don't know. I mean, they're not doing any testing on people smoking tobacco. It's the same exact thing. If anything, tobacco is worse for you. So I don't really understand what this whole stance against marijuana is. It's a very tough stance to take.
Okay, now if you pull a Pedro and show up with some somebody else's urine, just kidding. Anyway, and you get caught, the first offense is 4 years and 50% of your purse. The second offense is a lifetime ban, and they take your entire purse. Of course, they're following WADA's prohibited list, the World Anti-Doping Association, which I think is a good way to go. But, you know, John Jones, with the T levels being the where they were, that should have been a red light. They should have sent a flag up the flagpole, and nobody said anything but you and me.
Yeah, nobody really seemed to talk about that. It just kind of got overshadowed by all this other stuff going on in the UFC. But I think that's a bigger deal than people are willing to talk about.
Okay. 2 years, first time steroid suspension, 4 years, second time, third time, you're banned for life. Are we going to start to see a lot of different body makeups in the world of MMA now? In other words, no longer we see the Hector Lombard types. We're going to see guys that sort of look like, a little softer.
Yeah, everybody's going to start looking like Shogun Hua now, I think.
Shogun Hua. Leona Machida, they're going to bring him back again, huh?
It seems that way.
Isn't that a little scary? I mean, we're both Machida fans, and, you know, that pounding you took the last time, I don't think I ever want to see that again. Luke Rockhold put, that was about as severe a whooping you could put on a guy as you can. I mean, when he came out for the fateful round, you knew it was all over. When he went back to his stool, you knew it was all over. Machida and Rockhold, I don't know. How about Rockhold and Weidman now? I mean, Weidman taking out Vitor Belfort last week. I mean, that's got to be the legitimate fight at 185, right?
Yeah, that's a fight I really want to see. Vitor Belfort actually was able to knock him out in a round, so that'll be interesting to see the improvements he's made since that fight.
Let me whisper into your ear why Vitor Belfort did that. Why Vitor Belfort knocked out Michael Bisping with a kick, because he was taking steroids, EPO, performance-enhancing drugs, human growth hormone. He was taking the entire regimen of performance-enhancing drugs, and that's what prompted Dana White to step back and say, whoa, my guy, Michael Bisping, gets killed by Vitor Belfort in a fight I put him in where he was supposed to win. Okay, so he loses. So all of a sudden, Dana starts scratching his head and changes his mind, and Dana took a 180-degree turn and went from being pro-testosterone replacement therapy to being anti-testosterone replacement therapy, which is cool in my mind. Now, we're going back to Brazil again. Leonel Machida, as we just mentioned, June 27th. And, you know, I mean, he just got pummeled like a month ago, man. Why would they put him in? Why are they bringing these guys back so quick? My thing is, Zach, and you know I know a little bit about combat sports. I've watched guys get beat up for a long, long time, including myself. But the residual effects of combat sports are not like those of baseball. I mean, you know, I played three or four games in a row and a couple of night games. My legs are sore, so I'm going to take the night off. You can't do that in MMA.
No, you're right. It's a whole different type of injury that you're suffering when it comes to MMA and boxing, for that matter. It's head trauma, and that's not something you experience in a lot of sports other than, like, football. And something that I don't think people fully understand yet, and something that they're still learning more about. And the more they learn, the more they see that this repetitive head trauma is very detrimental to the human being.
Zach Attag Young's my guest, folks. He co-hosts of Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific. I'm a writer at ringtalk.com as well. Machida's going to take on Yoel Romero. And, of course, this is the Seminole Hard Rock and Casino. This will be the U.S. The Ultimate Fighter Brazil night. He's going to be in the main event. I don't know. Yoel Romero, can he beat this guy?
Yeah, I think Yoel Romero is a great fighter. He's a great wrestler, and he has great power. And he's shown that he's Mr. Third Round. Just when you think he's getting tired, he seems to catch a second win in the third round and knock these guys out.
So, in other words, he's looking forward to five-round fights. He's one of those guys.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the thing about somebody, he was an Olympic wrestler who represented Cuba. And the thing about a lot of these wrestlers is they have a lot more stamina than your average fighter will, because they're used to all those weight cuts and all the strain of wrestling.
Interesting. Of course, July the 11th, the real big card as far as 2015 is concerned, Jose Aldo and Conor McGregor. I mean, the Irish are going to be in town. The place is sold out. MGM Grand Garden Arena, can't get a ticket. The biggest event of the year, UFC Fight Night. I mean, take that back. The UFC Fight Week, the International Fight Week, will surround this. There'll be cars before, after. I think there's going to be a UFC on Fox Sports card, Fox Sports 1 card, the following day, June the 12th. That's right, from the MGM Grand as well. The old American Fighter, American Top Team versus the Black Zillions finale. I don't know why they gained that one. But that's June the 12th. So June the 11th and 12th, the UFC will be at the MGM Grand. Of course, that caps off the weekend of International Fight Week. You know, International Fight Week is sort of like an event, sort of like the Super Bowl of MMA. And last year they got approximately 35,000 to 40,000 people into Vegas just for this event. And this year they're probably going to eclipse that, man. MMA is just growing by leaps and bounds. The ratings are good. The pay-per-view numbers are good. The sport's looking good. With the exception of the steroid stuff, the sport seems to be headed in an upward direction.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that this fight is, I could see this fight doing over a million buys on pay-per-view by the time it gets to it. I think they're going to build it up enough where it's going to sell really well.
Well, they already have built it up. They sent these guys on like a multi-country press tour. They had never done that before.
Yeah, and I think it's going to show in the numbers, and I think that it's going to be an exciting fight for the fans. I think it'll live up to the hype.
Win or lose, for either guy, I mean, there's a lot on the line here. Conor McGregor, you and I like him because he's bigger and he's younger. We think that Aldo's been at the weight a little bit too long, 145 pounds. And, of course, the only fight that Jose Aldo's ever lost was at 155 and not 145. But UFC 189, the main event, July 11th, MGM Grand, live on pay-per-view, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. The card, the prelims start on Fox Sports 1. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's going to go down on July the 11th. Of course, now, let's go back to the Cain Velasquez-Verdum fight. Velasquez had to be like, he looked like he was like well over 300 pounds in a picture that I saw this week on the internet. Did you see that picture?
Yeah, you sent me that picture, and I swear, I told you last night, I still think you might have photoshopped that.
No, I didn't photoshop that, man. He looked like an old Mexican bus driver.
He did, and he's going to have to show up as more than that when he fights Verdum, because I think Verdum has improved a lot since he got knocked out by Junior Dos Santos a few years ago.
Okay. Last fight, we'll talk about UFC Fight Night, Frank Mir. Frank Mir has rediscovered himself. I mean, he's had some good wins, and man, God knows he's got that boxing back. Were you surprised when he hooked off that jab in that last fight he has, when he scored that knockout, when he hooked off that jab? That was like vintage Sugar Ray Leonard type of stuff.
Yeah, that was nice. Frank Mir, I think, is one of the most resilient fighters out there, and now you're seeing that he's even adding some boxing to his game. He's not known for knockouts, but he got the knockout last time.
Okay, but he's got a new boxing coach now, and he's a left-hander. And what they had, they were having him fight from a left-handed stance with his right jab being the lead hand. They switched it around now, and they've got his power hand hooking. That's sort of like the Bruce Lee. That was what Bruce Lee said. Bruce Lee said that was the way it was done. You fought with your power hand forward, not your power hand back. And that's the opposite in boxing. Why is it the opposite in boxing? Why?
Well, I think a lot of times people like to probe with a jab in boxing. You know, they just like to flick it out there, and they like to have that power hand. Like a lot of times they'll use the jab to distract from the power hand.
Interesting. Frank Mir, the former two-time UFC heavyweight champion, before his comeback in action. We wish Frank the best of luck. He signed the Wall of Fame out here, as has my current guest. I'll talk about Zach Attack Young, and of course, David Lopez in the house. I had an 11-year-old kid here earlier in the boxing hour today. And he's 11 years old. He's like 8-2 out of Oakland, California. He should be 9-1. I saw the film, but of that one fight he lost. But he's an amazing kid. He's only like 11 years old, man. He's like just dazzling people with his hands. I mean, we may have like the next Hector Camacho or something like that on our hands. But here's the thing with these kids, these prodigies, these phenomenons, is that they burn out, or you know, they go in another direction. Emmanuel Stewart of the Kronk Gym in Detroit had a kid that he took all over the world. I mean, Octavio Lara. We thought he was going to become the next god of boxing, and he turned out to be a flop, okay? But you just never know with young kids how they're going to develop and this and that. And, of course, Zach, we look for boxing and MMA to develop young kids, not as fighters, but to develop them as young men, right?
Yeah, and it is a way to develop people. It's a way to give them an outlet that you can't find in other sports. You know, a lot of times people don't do as well at the team sports, but when they're able to focus on their individual talent, they can excel.
Good enough. Best fighter pound for pound in MMA now that John Jones is out?
That's a tough one. I think for the time being, you may have to stick with Jose Aldo, but I think that's going to change very soon.
Ronda Rousey did $3 million worth of commercials this year. $3 million. I mean, you don't think she's involved in that Reebok deal where she's getting $40,000 from the UFC and Reebok, do you?
No, I think she's getting a bigger check from Reebok than that.
So Brendan Schaub says that if he fights under this new Reebok Act, he'll get $40,000 instead of $100,000. I think something's wrong with that, man.
Yeah, definitely. I think that they should be able to use their own sponsors instead of being forced to just use Reebok.
I thought it was tacky. You might remember this, but about 5 or 10 years ago, that GoldenPalace.com online betting site was like putting tattoos on fighters' backs. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was crazy. Zach Attack Young, I will see you Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. You and Dominic Jimenez, of course, and Pete Belisha. I wish you guys the best. You guys were fantastic last night. And what can I say? Keep rocking and giving us fantastic radio, Zach. You're the greatest.
Thank you, Pedro. You're the greatest. I'll see you next week.
Right on. Zach Attack Young of ringtalk.com. We got one segment to go. You can sneak in a phone call if you want. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk live on Sports Byline, iHeart Radio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and those troops in the American Forces Network. There's been so many things that's held.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
The great Levi Stubbs on Lead for the Four Tops, the most confident man I've ever met in my life. Met him in an elevator at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. He was going down for a show over a sound check at the MGM Grand. The most confident man I've ever met in my life. Not cocky, confident, and you knew it. He was full of himself. Loved him. Levi Stubbs, lead singer of the Four Tops out of Motown, Detroit, Michigan. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide this hour. You're inside looking to the world of MMA. Some bonuses last night, UFC Fight Night. Pretty, you know, I mean, these bonuses, I guess they add a lot when you're only getting $50,000 for your fight and then they give you a $50,000 bonus. That's like doubling your money. So that's pretty good. Anyway, Charles Oliveira pocketing an extra $50,000 for that big win over Nick Lentz last night. Of course, that was the UFC Fight Night, Condit versus Alves. I got to give this to Carlos Condit. You got to give him a bonus no matter what, because that was like an exciting, exciting evening. I mean, when you end fights with elbows like that and the guy's nose is like hanging off his face, that's sort of like a definitive final ending. The fight is over. Is there no more? There's no controversy. There's no nothing. Okay. And that's the way fights should be. Fights should always end in a definitive manner, whether it's a decision, a knockout, a TKO, a submission, whatever way it goes, you've got to be clear who won. And that's what's sort of so cool about the world of mixed martial arts versus boxing, is that there's so many different ways to win or lose. You can win by submission. You can win by knockout. You can win by TKO. You can win by disqualification. You can win on points. I mean, there's all kinds of different ways you can win or lose in the world of MMA. And straight up, MMA is just flying off into the 21st century. And now boxing coming back as well. Boxing on NBC with Al Haymon and CBS and Premier Boxing Champions. In fact, boxing coming back. Check out their website, premierboxingchampions.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. I thank the great Jerry Burke. Yesterday was rocky, but today was probably the most solid 2 hours of production I've ever had in my entire radio life, and that's 30 years. So I thank him greatly. I thank David Lopez. I thank the family, Chris Lopez's father, Denise's mother, and, of course, his lovely sister, Casey. Till next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, peace and respect for Bo Biden and B.B. King, who passed this week.